How many know God doesn't fail, even if we fail? Amen. Say, Father, we thank you that we have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive what your Spirit is speaking to me. Amen. Well, we're going into Mark chapter 11, and the verse that we are going to be really looking at is verse 23. Jesus has just had an experience which we will back up and go into in a few minutes. But the verse that I want you to see and perceive is verse 23. I tell you the truth, if anyone, now do you qualify for an anyone?
I do, yes.
All right. Says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says, will happen. It will be done for him. So it's important to realize that what you speak and stop doubting in your heart and choose to believe, because sometimes when we choose to believe, it's the starting point of something. The doubts usually come later to try to erase you from your belief and what you need to go forward with. In verse 17, Jesus is coming out of Jerusalem and he says, as he taught them, he said, is it not written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations? But you have made it into a den of robbers. The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him. How popular he is, huh? For they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. Remember, he's a rabbi. They're amazed at his teaching because what he teaches has fruit. When evening came, they went out of the city. And in the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. And Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Why is it important to see Peter's response?
Faith.
No, he's totally human.
Okay.
How many times do you have a healing and all of a sudden you lose it? Because of the thoughts in your mind and you don't respond. The darkness will put thoughts in your head. Well, you really didn't get healed. Look at you, still got your backache. You're still hurting. Peter undoubtedly had experienced some of this. And he's excited because he remembered what Jesus said to that tree earlier. Now he sees the fruit of a man who has a word that is solid. Ah. Two things. This afternoon, I was crying out to the Lord, what do you want? And he reminded me through a little booklet, because he told me to look at the third book in the pile. And this is what it says, laying on hands. So I read a piece of it, and all of a sudden I heard, that's enough. Then he said, Look at this one. Anybody remember this one? How to Heal the Sick, Charles and Francis Hunter. And of course, it's got their picture and it goes way back. And of course, my name is in there, so I guess I read it. I'm teasing. Have faith in God, Jesus answered. Verse 22. 23, I tell you the truth, if anyone speaks to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Notice, does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen. It will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Notice the conditional circumstance. Your choices are going to activate God's choices. Yeah. How many of you have got at least one person that you can't stand right now? Thank you. One person that you can't stand. Just one. Just they become an irritation every time you even think about it. Well, the first thing you need to remember is when you have that type of war going on inside of you, in order to quiet the war, choose to forgive them. Now, that doesn't mean that they deserve it.
Amen.
Okay? Because it has nothing to do about how much they may deserve it. What you need to look at is what Papa has done for you. Did you deserve to be forgiven? That's what you need to look at. So when you look at that, you say, oh my God, I didn't deserve to be forgiven, but he did. And he did it before I was even born. Before I entered this realm, he'd already forgiven me. I just needed to adapt it to me, to take it on for me. When he laid his body on that tree, he purposed to let it happen because he could have stopped it all in seconds. So you see, the condition of my reasoning is not the mind of Christ. That's the mind of man. Okay? The mind of man will get me in trouble. The mind of Christ will get me into freedom. Do I have the mind of Christ? I do have it by faith. How do I get it? The same way I got born again. How did you get born again? You declared with your mouth.
And believe it in your heart.
So, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes right now. And say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
If there's someone that has really hurt me, I'm asking you now for the grace to set them free. Because I got set free. And I didn't deserve it. So I'm using your pattern of grace and favor to extend to them total forgiveness in Jesus' name.
Now I'll be ready
to speak to the mountain
that's in front of me
and command it to move,
depending on the words that will come out of my mouth.
It's up to me to make a decision
and to declare
to that mountain
of human obstacles
to get out of the way.
Because
I'm coming through. How did that feel inside?
Not good.
Not good. Not good.
For me.
It's all right. How many had not good feeling? Put your hand up. Okay. You know why? You may not believe the authority you have. Matthew 18:18 says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. It's up to you to get your direction from the Lord and speak to the darkness that is irritating you and hurting you. And to be kind to those that have offended you. They may not deserve it, but to be kind and to give them the grace and favor that you want to receive. Because that's how you will show to the Lord your job before God. You got a finger that's moving.
Well, this is just me now.
No, okay.
I said the words.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one area of my life that I am willing to be willing,
mm-hmm.
as far as forgiveness is concerned.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I really am. I'm saying it,
mm-hmm.
but and he knows that I'm not really, so why, you know.
At one point,
I mean, it's better.
I said to the Lord, I'm speaking it because your word says to do this. Okay? It's his word that's giving you the commission. And you're doing it in obedience to his commission.
Correct.
Now, your emotions are something else. They may not match. And your heart may not match. But as you go forward and you declare it over and over, periodically keep asking for grace. God, they know they don't deserve it. But you know what? I'm going to pray for them on purpose. Because what you're doing is you're doing it afraid.
And I do that. I do pray. I do take communion. All of that. But
well, you don't want to be taken advantage of again.
Correct.
That's the bottom line. Okay? And God does not ask us to go and get another slap consistently. Yes?
Kim, if I get stuck in a situation like that where I know what Mary Jo's saying, you know, and I get stuck in a situation where I'm saying it, but I'm really feeling much different,
mm-hmm. yeah.
I just am just honest about it mm-hmm. and just will pray and okay. just ask the Lord that he would give me his forgiveness until
yes.
I get the degree of forgiveness I need to have.
Excellent.
I just ask for that. And if it's a love situation,
yep.
I just ask him that he would give me his love.
His love for them.
I have the degree of the love that I should
yeah.
have.
And to heal my emotions.
Right.
I've asked for healing of my emotions.
Right, all the time.
Because they needed it. Okay? Because you've been, or sometimes you've been wounded and wounded and re-wounded, and you keep trying to bring friendship back in, and it's just can't be done. Because the other person may not be ready to receive. And if they're not, you let them go.
Because the enemy will tell you, you're not feeling it.
You're not feeling it, so it's not real.
You're a hypocrite.
Yes, you're a hypocrite. That's right. How many have heard those words before?
Oh, yeah.
You don't really mean it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good. So when you see this, and I said to the Lord, I says, you know, we've gone through this before. He said, well, let it be a refresher course. But the main verse that I really want to see is, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but he believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Notice it's the believing. You know, when you believe. Now, it just got through a book called Right Believing by Joseph Prince.
Oh, is that good?
Excellent. Okay? I lent it out to somebody, and I didn't get a report yet, but I will again later on. I will get a report. Because right believing will line you up with God's opinion on things rather than your own. Because yours will be manipulated by your emotions and what you've lived through. How many know the only one that lived it right was the Lord? So he's got an ability to release grace to us in order to go forward. Amen? Now, they arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests and the teachers of the law and the elders came to him. That's verse 27. By what authority are you doing these things, they asked, and who gave you authority to do this? Jesus replied, I will ask you one question. Answer me and I will tell you. By what authority I am doing these things? John's baptism, was it from heaven or from men? They discussed it among themselves and said, if we say from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? Notice they had a problem with believing. But if we say from men, they feared the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we don't know. And Jesus said, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Isn't he cool? You see, he knew their hearts. And when they came to question him, he knew their purpose. He had discerned. How many times have you seen ahead of time what God is about to do, and you're supposed to be cautious as you enter a situation or a relationship? You get a signal. How many of you have had that happen? Oh. Okay. So now, how many of you have bypassed the signal and went ahead anyway? Mm-hmm. How many found it was a bad choice? Mm-hmm. After the fact, you say, oh my God, what a blankety blank. I'm not going to ask you to fill it in because... But then you accuse yourself. Mm-hmm. Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
And then you're angry at...
Yourself.
Yeah. And you call yourself...
Stupid.
No. I didn't want to tell you. Bottom line is, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to yourself, go throw yourself into the sea and does not doubt. Notice I'm changing some of the words, but it's still verse 23. What am I doing in this situation? What am I doing in this relationship? I had a conversation with somebody this week, and I said, you know already what happens when you connect with this particular person. You've got at least 10 years of experience. And you still submit to it. And I reminded them of Romans 6:16. Why do you think I know it by heart? I don't have to look at the book. Because dummy here did it the same. Over and over. That doesn't mean I was dummy. But I was dummy because I couldn't think. I had hopes that they would change. And Romans 6:16 says, to whom you submit to, you become a slave to. How many have ever entered slavery? Thank you. In hopes that it would be different. What you say will bind you up. Whatever you bind on earth, Matthew 18:18, whatever you bind will be bound. If you bind yourself to the dummy, you become the
dummy.
Thank you. If you bind yourself to the mind of Christ, you will. Ah, the mind of the anointing is a lot more effective to really put you in the walk with God that you need to go into, rather than the deceiver's plans to destroy you. Yeah. You say, well, I can't change the circumstances. Well, then begin to thank the Lord for the way that person is. Because as you do, you will be able to be freed up on how to pray. Because he's working on you. There are times you cannot free yourself. And I had...
Say that again, there are what?
There are times you're bound to that person. In a covenant of some type, agreement of some type. And the Lord is not letting you ready to go yet. Because he's not finished working on you.
Okay, I get that, Pastor, but are you saying that we are bound, just in general, to a situation where there's abuse?
No.
Or bound to a situation?
It could be that you're feeling a lot of the old patterns in your life because of other people, and you've been abused again. And in that situation, the Lord is saying, look, I want you to go a little higher. I want you to grow up now. I don't want you to run in the opposite direction. I don't want you to do that. I want you to submit to me and let me change not only them, but you as well. And that's where I'm coming from. Okay? I'm not talking about when you're being abused physically or to the extremes of emotions, etc.
The Lord will let us know.
Yes, the Lord will let you know. Absolutely.
Let us know for
Well, again, the Lord, you know, the Lord knows his sheep and he speaks to them. Now, why are we called sheep? Because sheep ain't too swift. And we do it again and again in the wrong way. But he is so kind, he is so sweet, that he'll pick us up and clean us up. Amen? Okay? By the way, do you know why we anoint people with oil over in the forehead?
For our minds.
Well, you could take it that way. I remember Gino teaching us one time. He had a picture of a sheep. And they have a big nose, you know, over here. And it goes right up. And he said the shepherd actually would take oil, olive oil, and literally grease up the whole nose of the sheep, because when they would get thirsty and they would go to drink in the water, sharp stones would be there, and if their nose wasn't greased up, they'd cut themselves and they would bruise themselves, and they weren't too swift, you see. So we, the sheep, we need to be greased up so it keeps the flies away.
Okay.
Come on now.
Now every time you do that, we're all gonna laugh.
I didn't forget it because it was taught many years ago and I never forgot it. But the God of heaven is so kind to us. He is so sweet to us because he knows that we go back and we're kind of pushy and shovey and, you know, we're all trying to get a drink of water out of the same hole. And if we've got a greased up forehead, we won't go cutting ourselves. Okay? We'll be patient with one another and each take our turn. The water will keep running. But that's a sideline kick to give you a little boost to remind you that, hey, the Lord said we are his sheep and he is the good shepherd. He's kind enough to remind us that he is there for us when we have a hard time. Amen?
Amen.
So, try this on before you go to. Just close your eyes for a moment. Say,
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I know you told me the truth.
I know you told me the truth.
And I want to speak to the mountains.
And I want to speak to the mountains.
That are in my life.
I don't want to have doubts in my heart.
And I truly want to believe.
And I truly want to believe.
That what I say.
That